Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Senior VP at Kingsview Wealth Management, Paul Nolte, is with us. They're playing your song. Paul, good morning. Is this the Santa Claus rally? What's going on?
Oh, this is a Halloween rally. The month of October was fabulous. It was up, the Dow was up over 14, or about 14% or so for the month. The S&P a little bit less. NASDAQ struggled, and that was under the weight of some poor earnings from technology stocks. But October, typically, when you're in bear markets, tends to be a bear killer, not necessarily the crash that everybody remembers from the late 20s, 1920s, and 1987.
The mortgage rates have touched 7%, so is this a tipping point?
Maybe. We'll find out Wednesday when the Fed meets and says how much they're going to raise rates. I mean, we've seen real estate prices come down almost across the country. We've seen refinancing activity at the lowest level in 20 years, purchase activity very low. So it's going to be, again, that's the front end, we think, of a lot of the economic activity that we expect to be slowing down over the next 6 months.
So Wednesday is a big day with the Fed. What are they going to say? And then what's going to happen at the press conference, do you think? And how important will that be?
I have not been consulted yet to put together my press briefing for Chair Powell, but they're going to raise rates by 75 basis points. And I think the key to this is going to be what gets said about December and next year. The anticipation is they're going to raise rates by another 0.5% in December, maybe another 25 in March, or they may just stand pat for a while and kind of see how things play out. So we're going to get another measure of how inflation fighting this Fed will be.
And more jobs numbers come out when? Friday.
And we should have something north of 200,000 in new jobs, which in an average year or average month is actually a pretty good month for jobs. So until we start seeing jobs print negative, the economy is still expanding.
And what's happening with the bonds and bond prices?
Bond prices are continuing to go up. You know, as the Fed keeps talking about hiking interest rates, that means the interest rates on bonds goes up. And when interest rates go up, it's a teeter-totter. Interest rates go up and the value of your bonds goes down. So we've seen the bond index, the Barclays Ag Index, down about 15% this year, which is a huge move for bonds. They typically are a good offset to stocks, but not this year.
You know what I'm hearing, and keep in mind that I don't exactly travel in the circles of financial geniuses, but this is what I'm picking up a lot. It's time to just get out of the market, hang on to some cash. The market's being propped up now until the midterms, and then after that, look out below. Is that what you're telling your customers?
It would have been good advice about 9 months ago. I think probably now is the flip side. Like Prego spaghetti sauce, it's all in there. All that news is already in the market. And it's part of the reason why we saw the rally in October. You've got a lot of selling out of the way. We've got maybe an economy that is heading into a recession over the next 6-7 months. And that's generally a good time to be buying stocks. When the news is the worst, that is the best time to be buying stocks.
And what about the midterms next week and how that affects the markets, how it's affecting the markets now, and no matter what the outcome, how it will affect the money markets next Wednesday?
Yeah, it's going to have a short-term impact. I don't envision it's going to have a significant impact one way or the other, because you're not going to get immediate legislation. You're not going to get a huge change in the psychology or things coming out of Congress. What you may wind up with is gridlock, which may not be all that bad as far as the markets are concerned. But I think the event itself is not as big a deal. I think you're going to get much more movement out of the markets on tomorrow than you will next week.
People are starting to think about taxes, and recently there was the news about the IRS raising the standard deduction and the income threshold where tax rates take effect. Does this mean some special planning is in order right now?
Well, what happens is, you know, they've gone, this is probably about 20, 30 years ago when they started indexing a lot of things to inflation. So the Social Security payments got indexed to inflation. They indexed the tax brackets and your standard deductions so that you don't get immediately pushed to another bracket because of a cost of living adjustment in your income. So what that means is that the tax brackets will move with inflation so that if you are getting a cost of living adjustment, your tax bracket really doesn't go up as much. Yes, planning is still needed, depending upon your own situation. So we highly recommend coming in and talking to us about planning as far as not only taxes, but retirement and everything else.
And as far as end of year, aside from taxes, what do you tell your clients to be mindful of now?
Yeah, for our older clients and some of those who have inherited IRAs, you need to be making your distributions. So you need to make distributions out of your IRAs, but inherited IRAs, and there's a couple wrinkles because of the changes in the inherited IRA tax law in 2020. So if you have an inherited IRA, you need to make those distributions or at least talk to your advisor or tax person about making those distributions. In some cases, you don't need to.
Paul Nolte, Kingsview Wealth Management. I hear a lot of financial advisors, but very few mention Prego spaghetti sauce. We appreciate it, Paul. Thank
you. It's Prince Spaghetti Day tomorrow.
We'll talk to you next Tuesday morning.